Pastor Stacy. How's it going?
Hi, Rebecca. Good to see you again.
What are you doing?
I'm working on my pledge. Have you done your pledge?
I do the pledge 5 times a week with my class. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Not exactly the pledge I was talking about. I was talking about my church pledge. Have you done your church pledge?
Oh, I think I'm scheduled to make my church pledge next week.
Not your membership pledge, your annual pledge. Have you done your annual pledge?
I don't think I know what that means.
You don't know what that means. This is our pledge form. We do this once a year, and we give our promise to the church, our covenant. This is our fancy God word for promise, covenant. It's our covenant with the church of what we're going to give to the church in the coming year. You give to the church, right?
Well, yeah, I do my pay my bills, and then I see what I have left, and then I think about it, and then I give some of it to the church.
Okay, so when you set your budget, you should know how much you're going to give to the church, and then we take that and we put it on our pledge form.
Why does the church need to know about how much money I'm going to give them?
Well, isn't it nice when you know how much you're going to get every month to be able to pay your bills and take care of the things you need?
Well, yeah, I guess that's important to know.
Well, as a church, we got to do the same thing. We got to know how much money we're going to have to be able to pay the bills and how many things we can do in ministry. And when people fill out a pledge form, it helps us to know how much we're going to be able to give so we know how much we could budget for the coming year.
So the church just needs to know about money.
Well, it's not just about money. So you're taking membership next week, right?
Yes.
So you're going to be making some pledges to the church like that, like you said. And there's 5 pledges. You ready?
Prayers.
Prayers, good.
Presents.
Presents, good.
Gifts.
Gifts.
Service.
Service.
And witness.
Witness. Very good. You even knew the one that's not in the hymnal yet. So we give our prayers, like we can join the Prayer Warriors group, or we can pray at home for our church. We can even be praying for the church and things that are happening. Our presence, when we're here, look at everybody and their presence this morning. They're fulfilling their pledge of being here, right?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I love when they are present for Bible study even, and when they're present for United Methodist women and men. There's all sorts of ways that you can be present and be active in the church. Our gifts, guess what our gifts are? You don't wrap them up with a bow. We put them in the offering plate.
Thought you had a prize
plate. For me. No, next week with membership. Okay. All right, our gifts are our money that we give. And then our witness. Do you know what it means to be a witness?
I do. It means that I share my story.
Yeah, exactly. And so our witness, we say part of our pledge is that we are a witness, that we go out and we tell people about our faith in God and what he's done. So all of that. So on our pledge card, it's not just money. We talk about the ways that we can give to the church with our time. Like maybe, like what kinds of gifts do you have? What things are you good at?
I kind of like working with these guys right here.
You like working with kids? Well, guess what? We are always looking for Sunday school teachers. And we have a Christian education committee that you could serve on. There's ways that you can use those gifts. If somebody is a handy type person, trustees are always needing people to help out around the church. You can serve on different kinds of committees and ways. So you can give your gifts of your time and the things that you do and being able to help out around the church, as well as how we give financially to the church so we can keep the lights on and the water flowing and be able to do great ministry with the kids and worship and all of that. But when you fill out a pledge card, then we know what you're able to give and we can plan for the next year. So you think maybe this year you might want to fill out a pledge card?
Well, I'm...
Do you think you can pray over
it? I'm really thinking that this is something important for the church, but also important for me. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to pray about it and I'm going to talk to God and see what he wants me to put on this paper to turn in next time.
I think that is an excellent idea, Rebecca. I think you're starting to get it.
Now, these are in the bulletins?
It's in the pews. One got sent home to you. They're in the church office. Those blue forms are everywhere, I tell you.
So if someone needs to find one, they can just come and see you or Miss Claudia in the office.
They can find them everywhere. Yes, they can.
All right. Well, thank you for this. I'll see you next week.
You're welcome. I'll see you next week.